All right, thank you. Thank you, Bob Black. That's fine picking there. That's Earl Scruggs' number, and it's been a great number. Now, you know, there was a time when the Bluegrass Boys are at Nashville, Tennessee. We had three fellas from this country up here, one from Boston, I believe, and maybe a couple from Massachusetts. And let's see, we had Richard Green. He was from this part of the country someplace. But two of them's here today, and I believe with Nancy Talbert, it would be all right, you know, if they come out and sung a couple of songs with me and done some playing. Brad Keith and Pete Rowan, would you give them a hand, please? Now, you know, there was a time when Don Stover worked with me, too, on the Grand Ole Opry. He's there a pretty good while and done a wonderful job with a five-string banjo. Of course, he's already been on the stage, and I doubt if I can get him to come back. And the great Sonny Osborne, when he was 13 years old, 14, he worked with me and the Bluegrass Boys for a long time on the Grand Ole Opry when his brother Bob, you know, was in service. But he's going to be coming out a little later, and it wouldn't be right to ask him to come out now. I'd like to have him, of course. But all right, now we're going to move right along. And Brad Keith is a great five-string banjo player, and Pete Rowan is a good guitar man and singer. So, Brad, would you come over this way, please? What would you like to do for the folks on the banjo?
Well, I got a lot of favorites, and I think you wrote most of them.
What is one of them?
Well, one of them's Roanoke, and I sure enjoy playing that with you.
All right, we'll do that first. Pete Rowan, come over a minute, if you don't mind. Pete, we're glad to have you here. So Brad's going to pick one first.
All right.
And then you can sing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, take the guitar right. The first number that Brad will play is called Roanoke.
Just a minute, and I'll start it. I know y'all can talk while I'm...